Today we're going to talk about the role of healing. This is Aratima. What is healing? Healing means to make whole or holy. Healing is a process of attunement. The different parts of a human being, spirit, mind, emotions, body, they're all like a musical instrument, and each facet needs to be attuned to a fixed note to make for a harmonious orchestra. And what is the fixed note? The fixed note is the sound of one's core. The The core is the self. I use the word core when we want to make the idea of self tangible in the body, which is the luminous column of transcendental light in the midline of the body from head to the bottom of the abdomen, and yet extends through the head, above the head, and down through the legs below your feet, into the earth, into the beyond. In the process of attuning to wholeness, the Aum, the core, the self, source, we bring the facets of spirit, mind, emotions, and body into accordance with this midline. Healing or attunement is about correcting the relationship of those facets to the core, we could say. Once those are in harmony and stay in harmonious relationships, then this act of relating in harmony must extend also to the outside world, to the plants, the animals, and other people, and the planet itself. All things must sound to that one note, the Aum, to source. And this attuning brings coherence or oneness to the fragmented activity of feeling, thinking, and sensing that is taking place in the human being. So healing is much more than just getting rid of symptoms. That's how we start as a human being. We have pain, there's something not working, so we want this fixed. We want this to be fixed in accordance to the law of nature, in accordance to the truth. Yet that is not completely correct, because we often have an idea of what this is supposed to look like, this fixing, this healing process. We have an end idea where it shouldn't be hurting or it shouldn't be a problem anymore and it should go away right away. That's very normal and very common, and that's how humans would like to be free of suffering. Yet let's talk about the overall process of healing. As we are allowing ourselves to attune or to be attuned to that fixed sound, to the sound impulse of source that moves out into manifestation and manifests as all these different bodies, if we are allowing ourselves to attune to that, harmony would be experienced. We're like an orchestra that just makes beautiful music. But because of the identification as who we are as a singular person, there's a fragmentation, there's a sense of disconnect from the whole. So that is then also refracted or mirrored in the pieces of your being, the body, the emotions, the thoughts, the things. We even talk about my body, my emotions. It always seem to be two of you. There's I, me, mine. There's all these different parts. And that's where the complications are, and that's where the disease is and the suffering is. So healing is, in that context, much more than addressing the particular problem, which may be a psychological or a physical problem. And we are looking at healing more as a way of life. All of life is healing if we do it right, if we can say it like that. Nothing is really right or wrong, but if we are attuning ourselves to that sound, we ultimately want to come into harmony, not only with ourselves and the world around us, but essentially, eventually come into harmony with the solar system, with this galaxy, with the whole universe, eventually being in harmony with Source, God itself. So this process of coming into harmony we call true healing. There's a flow of energy that's promoted, and all energy is information. So the healing is the ability to relate in harmony through a seamless flow of information that augments each participant on a continuous basis. This is a process also called evolution. But before we get to that real act of evolution, often we must undo a lot of knots and obstacles and begin to know ourselves as the core first. We have to attune ourselves to our own inner core, our own fixed note, which in essence, deep within, is really the same as everybody's, which is the Aum. So we begin with getting our own house in order. And in order to do so, we have to know what to attune to. We have to know this sound, this source. Otherwise, we just tap in the dark. We can try to get rid of symptoms. We dampen them. We depress them. But essentially, no real healing is taking place. We might push them around a little bit and are not aware of it for a few days, months, or years. But the incongruence is still there. So this Aum, this core, can be experienced in different ways. It can be the sound itself, the voice of God, the hum that is audible in the silence of meditation, that you can hear when you're quiet, this high-pitched sound in your ear. It can be a vision of beauty and perfection that one strives for, and one can let it penetrate all the different parts of your vehicles, the body, emotions, the mind, and your expressions. Everybody's different. It could be the will of God, that divine will, a certainty of doing the right action, and one follows that always in thought, emotion, and action. It can be creativity. There's a seamless flow of transcendental light through one's vehicles for expressing purposes in the realms of art, music, dance, and so on. It could also be just the pure light itself, the core as the midline of the body, which one can feel or sense or see. And then one lets this light bleed through all the different vehicles, the aura, into everything around yourself, into your life. So it could be just a sense of truth. Sometimes that is very closely linked to the sense of the will of God, but the will is more of an action, like a knowing that we have to move in that way. The truth is a sense of just truly resting in a clarity and acting on that. So everybody is different, and your alignment or being the core could look differently for each person. And maybe it also switches back and forth. When you are in more in a still mind set, you might find you're just silent and quiet. You're more aware of the beauty of things around you, and you just find that, and you attune yourself to that beauty that's all around you. You see a nice sunset. You see a beautiful flower, or just a moment that seems exquisite and perfect. And there is that sound expressed as light and shape and form, and you attune yourself, and that is healing. We like to go to places that are beautiful and they renew our spirit and they're very wholesome. So that will be very true healing. It could be also in action as you are expressing something creatively and you are letting it happen without bringing the mind in of editing and right and wrong. If you're really in the flow and in the zone, you're in that sound and you're tuning your vehicles and you are healing yourself in that moment. So a truly healthy person is not just healthy physically, but has to be emotionally, mentally attuned to their core as well. So we can discern easily how healthy we are if there's suffering somewhere. You can check right now if there's some suffering somewhere when you're really honest. Something hurting in your heart, in your core, in you as consciousness. There would be maybe worrying, jealousy, fear, anger, but maybe not even that strong, maybe just a little bit of irritation, some kind of resistance. Knowing when you're an aversion or attraction, you are suffering. You're not attuned. You've lost your center and you're looking for a fix. The mind would not be pristinely reflecting the core and it would be busy with something, you know, it would be something you're striving for. And the feelings wouldn't flow freely, but they'd be contained as emotions, and there is an identification, and you can sense that. Are you identified with something? Are you being irritated? Are you being bored? Are you being resisting, you know, such and such? So all disease is the result of dissonance, and all bodies need to be healthy, all layers, if we can call them that, and there shouldn't be any friction between each layer. But there should be a high level of integration that would then create better health and a better flow and a better contentment. And everything gets nourished very well by the energies. So we want a swift, unobstructed flow of energy, which is information, that, and we want to maintain that at all times. So when we begin to heal, we actually are making steps towards striving that perfection that is possible. And I'm not talking about the perfection of the ego things, but the perfection of who you really are, the perfect sense of utter fulfillment, clarity, love in this beautiful presence and what you really are, which we can't really find the proper words for. But it's that where your life is just perfect. And this true health brings happiness, it brings success, it brings prosperity, everything. So as we begin this journey towards the perfection of the sound Om, the perfection of life itself, the ancient wisdom talks about three stages of health. The first one is the stage of unlearning faulty living patterns and the experience of many, many transitions or healing crises. And then the next one would come to a moment where you are experiencing the core more and more often, and you're beginning to allow the karmas, the seeds of confusion, the seeds of ignorance to be burnt off. And the sense of identification at this point shifts into the core at least 51%. The next stage would be you fully identify with the core and life takes on a whole new purpose. Your direction and your vision in life and the whole meaning of life is completely different because you are not thinking from the contracted sense of identity anymore. In Sanskrit, it's called ahankar, the contraction that causes the sense of I-ness. In the core, there isn't really a sense of I. It's more a sense of being spread out all over, presence, light. You know, we can't really describe it that well. So we don't only have to make corrections, but we also need to get rid of the troubling symptoms. And that we do by casting out the seeds of illness. And when we cast those out, we get instant healing. So that's the moment where we could call it instant healing. We're actually really getting rid of what caused the disease. We call it in modern language, core beliefs. And although you might have done a lot of core belief clearing, you find that you're still not really at the core of it because it seems like this, you do clearing around a certain issue over and over again because you really haven't hit the core of it, the seed, the original sprouting part of the sense of ignorance, of I identification. But if that happens in that moment, your thinking and your being is shifted totally into the core. And you are suddenly not even seeing through the particular window anymore, that particular experience, that particular core belief. So that would be instant healing. And as we're speaking about it, we have to say that true healing is always instant. Because getting rid of a symptom does not mean the seed of illness is gone. It might not. Instant healing is a moment when one makes a shift into the core and begins to get better. We can see a glimmer of certainty in a person, happiness, a feeling of stillness, an okayness. There's some knowing that, something really is different deep inside, much deeper than the surface bodies, much deeper than just a feeling or a physical symptoms. So the symptom itself might actually take some time to vanish, but that amazing shift into the truth occurred? And why does it take time for physical symptoms sometimes to vanish? Because although there is this instant shift that happened, the body lives in time and space, and it could be a very well-constructed net of beliefs, and they are step-by-step disintegrating. Sometimes it's just too much for that particular nervous system to handle such a change and seeing life from a whole new place of the nervous system, because your sense of identification is directly broadcast through your nervous system. It is the vibration that you broadcast, and your nerves are needing to get used to that, or you, who you are as consciousness, have to be able to ride your vehicles in a way that is working. So sometimes you take steps towards that. So in order for the shift into the core to happen away from the perception of disease, the following is necessary. Disease here is just another word for not being in the core. So this is where the understanding is. It is you're not sounding the sound of Om. Any dynamic that is not a core dynamic is a disease. So disease doesn't exist in the core. We could also say God is not sick, or the universe is not sick, or the truth or source doesn't have a disease, which makes sense. But this is a reminder that that is within you. There is you, who you really are, that doesn't know anything about disease. It's just the individual person that identifies with it. So when it gets really hard and difficult, it is an invitation to remember that and to realize, okay, there's a part of me that was never hurt. There's a part of me that was never damaged. And it is so liberating, because then from that perspective, there is an access to light, access to sound, power, access to the divinity that you are, and it can flood then the body or the areas that are in trouble. And we don't even need to learn about the core, because we are it already. We don't need time to be in the core. There's no going into the core, although we speak like that from the perspective of the sense of ego. So true healing is always an instantaneous act. Or in other words, true healing is the dropping away of illusion, which is a wonderful experience from the side of human perspective, and essentially irrelevant to the core, because it doesn't know about the disease. But yet at the same time, source, or that which exists, reality as the expression of ego, body, and disease, through the sense of the heart and sense of the compassion, is participating in that experience. So there is a personal aspect of truth that is participating in the human experience. There's an overlap, and that's the realm of the heart. But when we're talking about the core itself, all the way deep inside, there is no sense of disease, and there is no understanding of it, because it's all unreal. So we have two realms. We have the psychic realm and the realm of truth, the realm of wisdom or knowledge. And both exist within you. One is in the heart chakra, one is in the third eye. And they don't stand in conflict to each other. They're just two different doors. Both need to be understood, both need to be developed. So this knowledge leads to the following in regards to disease. That disease isn't real, because I can be in my core right now, because I am it always. I'm not my disease, as I'm also not my thoughts. They're products of my perception. I can choose to perceive differently, namely from the truth, from core, because it remains the same. So I always remain the same. Therefore, disease cannot truly harm me. Disease isn't real. With all that said, we are not going to put this as a concept into the mind. It's not a belief. It is something to be used. It is something that is true. It's like a cupboard you have, and you know you can go there, and there's food, there's stuff you need there. So it's something to default to. The truth, the core, that you're not sick, that you're not ill, that you are capable of healing, So there's the experience of being stuck in a disease. There is the experience of transitioning through a disease, either getting worse or getting better, because we have the polarities. And then there is the experience of not truly being ill, because that's true too. And all those are realities. All that is true and all that is real. Because when you are making it real, if it's true to you, then it is real. And with knowing that you have these different cupboards, these different places within you, realities that you can enter into, it's up to you then through your free will to move in and out of these places so that you can maneuver yourself when you are suffering, when you are stuck, when there's a contraction, so you're not stuck in one place where you truly believe you're sick and then you go into a loop of having to fight it and fight it and fight it or cope with it and fix it. And of course you can do things, but you can only do things that will bring results if you are also resting in the truth of your knowing that you are already well, that you have never actually been sick, that who you are cannot be sick. So this is what we're doing here. We're opening up your true knowing from all angles over and over again. And this is specifically in the context of healing the body and the emotions or the mind.